2018 might be the year that Democrats regain control of the New York State Senate. But Karen DeWitt reports they face a number of obstacles, and Republicans are not ready to give up anytime soon.
Two feuding factions of Democrats in the state Senate have agreed to reunite later in 2018 and perhaps rule the chamber, but it can happen only if a number of events occur first. Governor Cuomo, under pressure from left-leaning Democrats to be a peace broker, in November called on the eight breakaway members of the Independent Democratic Conference to rejoin with the rest of the Democrats.
I urge both sides to stop their intramural disputes and unify because we have real issues.
But when the session formally begins on January 3rd, Democrats will fall two seats short of the 32 members they would need to control the chamber. Two senators were elected to new positions in November, and their seats will be vacant. Cuomo says he'll call special elections for those seats, which are in staunchly Democratic districts, but not until after the budget is completed, perhaps sometime in the spring. Even if Democrats win those elections, they would still not automatically be in the majority. One lone Democrat, Senator Simcha Felder, caucuses with the 31 Republicans. That gives them their 32-seat edge. Felder, who represents the traditionally conservative Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn, would need to be convinced to meet with the Democrats instead. Felder has not yet said what he might do. Republicans, though, say they aren't going anywhere. They say they plan to increase their numbers next November and hang on to the Senate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.